ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. The FBI has joined an investigation of what first looked like to local Rochester, New York police as a very bad, deadly crash of several cars late last night.
Rochester Police Chief David Smith says they then found something suspicious.
First responders located at least a dozen gasoline canisters.
The Joint Terrorism Task Force now investigating whether this was a planned terror attack.
ABC's Andy Field, two people dead, five others injured. Russian President Putin saying that deadly Ukrainian missile strikes on Russian border cities was a terrorist act and that Russia will respond, happened after Russian air attacks in Ukraine. A major blow to Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu's effort to overhaul the nation's court system. Israel's Supreme Court struck down a law that would have done so. Tonight's Powerball lottery jackpot has grown to at least $810 million. If you're the only big winner and opt for the one-time lump sum payment, it's about $408 million. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Policymakers will propose new legislative maps for Wisconsin in January. The state Supreme Court has ruled the current maps are unconstitutional. Bob Moline is a volunteer with the grassroots organization Grow Action.
This is the best chance we have for truly fair maps, and it's the right process.
Court-appointed consultants will consider the maps, and new boundaries are to be established by spring. Republicans who drew the current maps object to the idea that the boundaries are unfairly biased. If Google searches are any indication, people in Wisconsin want to relax more in 2024. The website U.S. Credit Union says people in Wisconsin search for ideas to reduce stress more than any other topic in December. In other states, searches for weight loss and financial strategies were more popular. You're listening to Civic Media News. 55% of Americans told a survey in 2022 they feel sad and isolated around the holidays. Edwin J. Vieira reports.
Some reasons for these feelings include not being around loved ones, seasonal depression, and grief. Deb Bibbins, with For All Ages, says images of togetherness at this time of year play a role in this growing problem.
The reality is that these images represent an unachievable possibility of connection for many people, which can lead to feelings of sadness that they won't be able to achieve the level of happiness portrayed, which in turn results in a disinterest in being social and finally results in loneliness.
She says reaching out for positive social connections is important. Whether it's calling friends or visiting family, these can have tremendous effects. The benefits include an increased sense of well-being and better health. Other options, like volunteering, can give people a sense of purpose, which can eradicate loneliness, too. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Packers sink the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers ring in the new year with a 33-10 win over the Vikings. Jordan Love throws for three touchdowns, quarterback rating of 125.3, getting contributions from nearly everyone on offense.
Yeah, I mean, everybody was out there executing. We were moving the ball, getting into a rhythm. The run game was really great tonight, at a high level tonight.
Aaron Jones began with short runs up the middle, then bounced one outside for 19 yards.
Hey, I'm just running what's called. I don't know what they're setting up, but as soon as we ran it, I came off to the sideline. A great call. There was nobody over there. So
the Packers stay alive with a shot at the playoffs if they can beat the Bears next week. 3:25 Sunday afternoon at Lambeau Field. At 7-9, the Viking ship is nearly sunk. Head coach Kevin O'Connell.
Green Bay had some success on offense to obtain possession of the football, but this is going to be one that, you know, we've really got to take a long look at. I'm going to be, you know, the first one out in front of this thing fighting to make sure we don't have any more performances like that.
That's Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the mid-20s. And mostly cloudy again tomorrow, high mid-30s. A few flurries tomorrow night, then more clouds and cooler Wednesday, high upper 20s. Some sunshine returns on Thursday, highs near 30 degrees. Right now it's 22.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to previously recorded content on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I pledge allegiance to the flag and the United States of America.
Welcome, Wisconsin, to yet another Thursday installment of the Maggie Dawn Show. And if the overuse of percussion and bass and punk beats didn't give it away, that's right, Maggie's not here again, because it's Christmas time. She's on holiday. So who's here to step in? Who is this strange voice yelling at you from the void? It's me, her producer, Anya Esther. Hi. If it's your first time joining us on an episode where Maggie, despite her name being in the show, isn't here, let me give you the lowdown. I've got a topic that I'm going to try to stick to today that is banned books, specifically book bannings happening here in Wisconsin. And I want to hear from you, but we're also going to stray. We're going to go off on tangents. We're going to talk about the wide variety of topics that fall under the ideas of censorship, of free speech, of representation. Who gets to say what goes where and when and how and why? And with me, once again, Anya. I'd love to hear from you if you're wondering how can you do that. That's an excellent question. Good initiative on your part. You could call in, but again, I am usually the producer, not also the host, which means when there's two different people doing those two different roles, someone's there to like pick up the phones. I don't have that person. It's me, and I'm speaking to you right now. So, of course, I can't do that. So today, of all days, would be a fantastic day to utilize Civic Media's text line. You can do this by going to the App Store. If you're on iPhone or on the Google Play Store on Android, typing in Civic Media, downloading it, clicking text at the bottom, or texting us at the very same number that you give us a call at. And that number I definitely have memorized, and I'm not vamping, because it's 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. And only the five people watching on the live stream know that I had to wait for that number to scroll across the bottom for me to remember it. Nobody on the radio will know, because it's an audio-only medium. You know what isn't an audio-only medium is books. And I was producing Maggie's show on Monday when the topic of books came up, specifically the topic of book banning came up. And the problem with being a news producer, not that that's my title, but I produce information that is about the news. The problem is that I sometimes end up learning the news on air as I'm producing it, which is okay, because I'm not the one teaching you about it. That's usually Maggie's job, or Jim's, or some other host. That's what makes today so special, right? So on Monday, when she starts talking about the book ban, I got really, really nervous because she put this number out there that I thought just simply couldn't possibly be right, which is she said that in the Elkhorn School District, someone submitted a list of 444 books to be banned. 444 books that they wanted banned is how I should phrase it, to be clear. And I thought, oh, no, Maggie, is this dyslexia? Is this a typo? Was it meant to be 44 books or like 144? Because there's absolutely no way. I mean, who can you name 444 books? Start now. It's going to take a minute if you can. There's just no way that was the number. And yet, lo and behold, in my research leading up to this, I found it. I found the list. It is at its title. It's 444 titles. I did some counting and I took out some repeats. I think it's really about 436 in reality. But the list is staggering. And before I get into that specific list, I want to tell you what I determined after researching this part, which is there is a shocking number of book bans. I know this probably isn't news to everybody, but let me walk you through it. There's a shocking number of book bans happening in this state, or that have happened in this state and are currently being enforced, meaning someone put forward some list like this, and whoever's in charge of such things said, oh, yep, let me just duck into the library real quick and grab all these off our shelves and chuck them in the trash, which we'll get into later. But there's also a staggering number of ones that are in progress, meaning someone like this list has been, or someone has proposed something like this list, and we're now sort of in the middle period between, are we going to remove these books or aren't we? So, in this first opening bit, I want to talk to you about where in Wisconsin it's happening. When we come back after our first set of messages, I'm going to talk to you about what books they are, because it does not make sense. There is no singular standard being upheld. There is no version of a rubric you can write that excuses or understands the vastness of the books being banned here. There's no way to account for the breadth and the depth of different topics and different ways of approaching those topics other than an all-out ban on the conversation of certain kinds of people and their experiences. And in the last bit, so please do stick around, the second to last bit, I should say, the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about one of the most important things, which is what you can do about this. And if you're rolling your eyes because every time you've ever clicked on something that says, like, what you can do to save the penguins, and it's like, give us 10 bucks. It's like, well, I don't have 10 bucks. Don't worry. I not only have options that are fun and cool and punk, as I always do. Come on, that's my thing. But I also have things that are free, like outright free. And what could be more punk than that? So we'll get into that. Stick around. Note, I said that that would be the second to last thing because I corrected myself, because the real most important thing, the real last thing we'll end with at the end of our show today is, of course, I'm going to uphold Maggie's new tradition of having the fantastic, the amazing, the indomitable Terry Barr on. And she, I believe, if I read her message right and committed it to memory, is going to tell us not one, but two stories that are local and overlooked. I guess kind of today is a very local and overlooked thing, because I'm going to get local. I got a lot of cities here. But then we're also going to talk overlooked, which is how can we contend with so many different book bans, so many books, so many places? We'll get into that. Don't worry. Take a seat. It's going to be fun. So let's answer some questions. Where are these things happening? Well, I've already told you that these things were happening in Elkhorn. But let me pull up the rest of my list instead of just sort of not having all the details in front of me. So throughout Wisconsin, and this following info comes from the Wausau Pilot and Review, slight sidetrack. Wausau Pilot and Review is currently being sued. And because I don't know what I can say as a fellow journalist, I'm going to leave it at that. But you should check into that, because that situation is not cool, in my opinion. And I'm pretty sure all those words I'm allowed to say without getting anyone, including myself, in trouble. Now it's your turn. Go do some research. Anyways, this info comes from Wausau Pilot and Review. about the number of towns, cities in Wisconsin that the ACLU is stepping in to subvert, to end, to stop these various ridiculous book bans. At the top of their list, they have Menominee Falls, who's banned 33 titles. We're going to get into what those are in a second. Like I said, the Elkhorn area, a list of 444 books. But additionally, in Waukesha, right here, WAUK, where I'm programming from, there's this public list that has had to be kept about the books being banned there. Now, at the time of reporting in this article, it says 8 books. I think it's down to 4. We're going to look in a second. As well as the Howard Suamico School District, who removed 32 books. And Howard, this school district, is the most interesting. Let me explain why. So there was a public records request filed to talk about, to ask about, hey, what are the books you got rid of? When did you get rid of them? And why did you say you got rid of them? And this document provides some really, really interesting insight into how these decisions are being made. Because tucked into these very, very legal pages, as I'm looking for the titles of these books, are sort of the, in theory, the things that have to happen for the book to be removed. Or sorry, I should say, it has denotations here of why the book was removed. That's what I meant to say. And what's interesting is that all of these books, it just says that they were removed because of publication date and low circulation, meaning no one was checking them out. And yet I don't see books here that I would expect to be maybe a little dust covered right now, like Get Acquainted with Your MacBook One or something of that sort, or An Argument for the Earth Being the Center of the Universe. These are outdated ideas that probably don't get checked out very much, except for laughter and fun, I would presume. And yet there are books here by the names of De Grota, A Tale of Rwanda, What Can't Wait, Rainbow High, The Art of Racing in the Rain, Beloved. We'll talk about Beloved in the next section. I already said Almost Perfect, I believe. And just a number of other books whose topics are either about race or being queer, being gay, being lesbian, being transgender, these things. And additionally, a series of pieces of an amount of fiction here, nonfiction, that has gay characters in it or reference to gay characters. And again, some of these are some pretty recent titles. So if you really want to pull my leg and tell me that it's because of low circulation, it begs the question, well, did you have them out for checkout? Or when they got to your library and you didn't like what was in them, did you perhaps set them aside to a place where no one could check them out? We're going to talk a little bit more, if I can find my words, about where these things are happening right when we come back. I'm only going away for a minute, don't worry. When we do, we'll talk about where it's happening, what books it's happening to, and at the end, what you can do about it. The music you're hearing is One Nation Underdogs by Royal and the Serpent. See you in a minute.
And fathers.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to previously recorded content on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I haven't slept in weeks.
I didn't even know that line was in there. That was so good just coming back. Did she just say nuance is dead? Girl, same. I love that idea. Hey, welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. This is not Maggie Dawn, despite what it says on the tin. This is Anya Esther, and what you've just heard is Riot by Daisy Grenade. I love all those words, especially when they're together. And you're coming back to an episode of the Maggie Dawn Show with Anya, her producer, where I am talking about banned books, book bannings, especially happening in our public schools. The term public school is always interesting when we talk about this idea of what is public, what is accessible to the public, the idea that children are members of the public, and that when they're in those public schools, they have access to the information there within. The idea that a library is a place where you go to learn stuff, stuff that's been in theory vetted by experts. That's how it gets published. And if you're going, well, can't they just go to the internet for that? Did you not hear the part just now where I said vetted by experts? Do you have any idea how much that doesn't happen on the internet? Maybe not. Check it out sometime. It's kind of crazy out there. I said I'd wrap up talking about where these things are happening, like I said, just to go over the list again. And these are just the cities in Wisconsin that the ACLU is involved in suits, in lawsuits. They're suing these school districts on behalf of their students, saying it is actually not constitutional. You are defying these children's civil liberties, because the kids do have that, whether the children are civil or not, they do get civil liberties. They're suing. These are just the places that the ACLU is suing. These are not all the book bans in action currently happening or proposed in Wisconsin, much less the U.S. We'll talk about the number there in a second. But those six places currently being sued are Menominee Falls for 33 titles, Howard, Suamico, I hope I'm saying that right, I apologize if I'm not, with 32 books. Waukesha with 8, but it seems like maybe it's down to 4 now. Call in if you know differently. 844-967-2789. Elmbrook for 7 books. And I spoke incorrectly earlier. I said Elkhorn had the paper that explained more about why these books are being placed there. I apologize. It was Elmbrook. You see how I got those two confused? We'll come back to that. And then the aforementioned Elkhorn, the parent requested 444 books be banned. Yes, I've read through that list. I'll talk about which of those books I've read and some other interesting corresponding notes on those. And Kenosha for 4 books. 4 books Kenosha said no to. So that's the where. Let's talk about which books and for why, or at least what the reasons we're being told are why. My main reference for this episode, other than the fantastic research of Wausau Pilot and Review, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, many other Wisconsin sources, is the national source PEN, P-E-N, PEN, like something you'd write with, America, PEN America, which stands for, well, it used to stand for, I guess, poets, essayists, and novelists. And now it means poets, playwrights, editors, essayists, and novelists. So it's nice to feel included, is what I'll say, as an editor. But they are an institution at the forefront of fighting book bans, and additionally fighting illiteracy, childhood and adult illiteracy. Side note, hey, it's kind of crazy if your country is dealing with either the issue of like a ton of book banning or the issue of a ton of illiteracy. And it's kind of crazy when your country has both an issue with banning too many books and also not enough people being able to read. And I'll leave it there, because if I go any further down that rabbit hole, I think my head might explode. I think it might just do that. So all of this is to say, right, that Pen America is fighting an incredible battle on two fronts. Get these books that are being censored for ridiculous reasons, reasons that have to do with hatred more than they have to do with anyone's safety, including children. And then they're also fighting on the other end, trying to teach people, adults, people in your midst, how to read, because it hasn't happened in our schools reliably enough. Briefly to talk about the 444 book list, just looking at page one, I am horrified by the titles that this person is asking to have removed from, as I discussed, from the school district. Just looking in alphabetical order, a book that I've read called A Child Called It. The title, I'm going to say it one more time for clarity. The book is called A Child Called It. It is a dark book. It is a book that deals with profound abuse of a child, but it is a nonfiction book. It is written by the now adult who was once the abused child. And I'll say this, I read it in middle school. It did probably give me nightmares a little bit, but it also gave me the language to discuss things that were happening in my life. That without that gentleman's example of his book that he wrote, and wrote, I want to say, with child-appropriate language, it is not gratuitous, it is not gory in the sense of needless over-depictions of violence. If you want to talk about, we don't want certain books in certain younger kids' libraries because they may contain discussion of images that are disturbing, I get that. But I read it in middle school, and this is on the middle school ban list. And I get it. I'm pretty kooky. So maybe it's reading that one book that did it. But I'll tell you what, banning it isn't going to save your kid from turning out like me either. All right. The horrifying thing you have to dabble in for that to happen is funding the arts and loving your kids. But other topics from this list, I mean, this is, there's a book banned on this list called A Good Kind of Trouble. I mean, are we just going off titles? Another book, I'm still under the A's. All the Light We Cannot See is on this list to be banned. And if your knee-jerk response is, actually, that book title sounds familiar. Why does that book title sound familiar? Oh, it's because, first of all, it's a book about the Holocaust. It's about World War II and Nazi Germany, about defying fascists. So let's get that out of our kids' hands real quick, right? And it's also a book which was just adapted into a mini-series by National Geographic. Not just any mini-series. It's nominated for the Golden Globe. So it's on, I mean, and by the way, if you don't know, National Geographic owned by Disney. So this is on Disney Plus. When the students of these libraries go home and put on Doc McStuffins for their younger sibling or sit down to watch some Star Wars with whomever, here it is, the movie version of this book that's so terrifying. We have to get it out. It's so dark. It's horrible. We have to get it out of the hands of our children. It's on Disney. And that's not to give Disney a pass on everything they ever made. Disney's made some scary films. But that's not this. So let's stop acting like it was. Again, you're going to ban a book about the Holocaust. Similar topic, other end of the ocean. A book called Baseball Saved Us. I had to Google this one. This is a picture book about Japanese internment, the internment of Japanese folks during World War II on U.S. soil. Does it get any clearer? I mean, really, is the concern that the kids will read it and they'll build themselves their own internment camp? No. Is it because there's blueprints in there on how to build something of that sort? We don't want the kids to have that knowledge? No. We don't want the kids to know that their country did something really cruel to people like the friends they might have who are Japanese. More on more of these books. Still call in, still text in, 844-967-2789. Back in a minute.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
We'll be right back. Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An 11-year-old girl abducted in Indiana was rescued in southwest Wisconsin this weekend. Authorities got a tip about a suspect vehicle in Barneveld and caught up with it near Dodgeville. They arrested three people from South Dakota. Arizona recently held